Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Taking Stock on Monday, the 10th of July, 2023. Of course, Q3. The market's still a bit miserable. In fact, I'll be looking at the news today and also risers, fallers, all that. But let's just straight away go to the indices. Live at London Stock Exchange, FTSE's up 0.15% and FTSE 250, well, just about 0.02%. The AIM All share, though, is down 0.26%. And the risers on the FTSE are Flutter, fallers, what are they? It's Ocado. But let's go to some of the news of the day from individual companies. And first of all, looking at winners today, Helium One Global. And let's look at the chart of that, in fact. But this was a big faller on Friday. And this is because of drill rig delays. It's a proper man lease of R&S title, that. But now it turns out they've released operational update today. HE1 is ticker, of course, and they are a primary helium explorer in Tanzania. And they're pleased to provide an update on progress at its Rukwa, which is a 100% operated project area, including details of its phase two drill program. So there's in drilling of the Thai prospect is on track for Q3 following the acquisition of an Epiroc Predator 2020 drilling rig. Even that's manly, isn't it? It's the Predator 2020 drill rig. So it's been mobilized to Tanzania. And the Thai prospect in Rukwa, by the way, has recently been upgraded to a P50 helium resource at 2.8 BCF. Let's have a look at the chart on this. Let me just quickly go into this. So it's a HE1 ticker. I'll share this with you on the screen. But as you can see, it's had, if you zoom in, a very interesting last few days. So you can see, downward trend here, drop down, really gap lower, but it gap lower, then end up sort of a bit higher. But today, it's going the opposite direction, and we are up 38% today. So that's one of the risers today. Also, another riser, I mean, I keep my eye on this very interesting little company called Ondo InsurTech, O-N-D-O ticker. They've got a new five-year contract, and they said they basically do what's called a technically called a leak bot. Detects leaks in your houses, and one of the biggest insurance claims of all is water leaks. But they're pleased to announce that Sweden's largest non-life insurer, now I'm not going to attempt, in fact I am going to attempt to say the name, but apparently the name of this company is Landsforsikringen. I'm not going to attempt the last name, but they've signed this deal, new five-year contract to support LeakBot's rollout across the group. And they say this company has tested LeakBot in a certain region there on a pilot, which delivered a 40% penetration of addressable policyholders and an impressive 50% increase in new home insurance sales, in addition to prevention of water damage claims. So it's working both ends for them. And they say here, this is the thing that's helping this rise today. They say, if LeakBot achieves the same results across the group, this company, Swedish group, then total opportunity is worth over 30 million of revenue to Ondo. And if we look at the, quickly, look at the, I'll share the screen here for you. Then you're talking about a market cap here of 16 million. So that's very significant in revenue for Ondo. And in fact, it's a quick go of the chart there, Ondo. And it's done very well, you know, against, look at this, I put levels of support and resistance on the chart here. But, you know, in a market that's going downward, you know, from top left to bottom right, the AIM All Share Index, this company has gone from pretty much 6 pence up to 24 pence. What's that, 4 bagger, if my math is right, 3 bagger, whatever. And you can see there's certain levels of support there. You know, resistance there, breaking down, broke up again and again. Now, we've had this high of like 25 pence, and it's had a bit of congestion here. And at what, 22.5, it's come back down. And now, interestingly, it's broke down and it's breaking back above that sort of support level. So that's a good sign. I mean, they came out with a new accounting date. When is that? They've got results out. I mean, I'm waiting to see the results because they changed their accounting period. But results now expect to be released before the 34 on or before the 31st of July. So the results end this year, because I know, looking at the financial results, they probably, who knows, and probably need to raise a bit of money, who knows. But I mean, with contracts that is coming in, they shouldn't have any problem raising money. In this market, it's very difficult to raise money for small cap companies. But like I say, if you've got good technology like that, and in fact, talking about good technology, Trufin, a company I've talked to many times, they just raised money no problem because they've got supportive shareholders. So it depends where you are in the market. If you're a good company with good tech, you shouldn't have any problem raising money. But losers. Now, this is a hard one, and I think it's been massively oversold. In this market, if you don't exceed expectations, then essentially you'll go downwards, the share price. Now, if you underperform or, report below expectations, you'll take a massive hit. And this company today has, and it's, I just think it's been massively oversold. This is Trufin. And if you look, revenue up 6.5%, 135 million. Gross margins increased to 18.4%. Underlying EBITDA increased 11%, 6.9 million. But they do say, and this is the problem, post-period anticipated revenue of the year to be lower to 31st of March, but the margin will improve. And in fact, the margin, the EBITDA is going to go down to 6.2, but up to 7.4 and 8.9, according to broker forecasts. So, and if you look at the chart, it's really been hit hard. And I know this is, they are sort of, a backbone of the NHS calling systems, but I think, NHS, TLY, and it's had a tough time. I think literally, you're talking about a 3x EBITDA here, EV EBITDA multiple 3. So it's been massively oversold, I believe. And they say never catch a falling knife, but I think in time this will recover, because going forward, the board are very confident, like you say, of, what do they say here? In fact, they say the board are confident that the actions and the strategy put in place over the next 12 months will ensure the company remains in a strong position to continue to grow significantly over the coming years. And in fact, if we look at the, what is the market cap totally right now? It is literally 25 million. And there are 135 million in revenue and over 6 million in EBITDA. So I think it's been, if you compare that market cap to many microcaps out there that have no revenue, nothing at all, are loss making. And that just seems to me massively oversold. But that's the nature of a bear market. These things happen. You get extremes happening where you get the big sell-off in bear markets, and obviously you get overbought in bull markets. But so that's totally there. Taking a big hit today. The most read RNS today, I've just covered that, is Helium One. An RNS I want to highlight is Future PLC. Now, it's a bigger company, but I've been looking at this for a while. I just think it's a very interesting company. New CEO took the reins, a few months back. And he actually bought a big chunk, CEO appointment, director shareholding. John Steinberg's his name, and he's got a very good background within digital media. But he bought 90,000 shares at 8.8 quid. So do the maths on that. It's over 800 grand, and he bought them at 8.8 expense. Now, if you look at where the chart is right now, so he put his hand deep into his pocket, and Future is, a market darling, essentially. If you look what it's done over the last, since 2017, it was like 60, 80 pence a share, up to 40 quid a share. Now, they have about 250 digital websites, brands. You'll have heard of many of them. But I think it's 1 in 3 people in the US or the UK look at one of their websites. That's how many they have. And so you can see that massive re-rating up to 40 quid. And now it's gone 40 quid down to a low of £6.40. Right? But this is very interesting, I think. If you look at the times it's hit this 200-day moving average and gone above it, and it's doing it right now. So we hit this, £6.40. Remember, the CEO bought shares at, £8.80 up here, about 800 grand's worth. He's a new CEO. He's going to want to prove himself and get his money back at least. So the interesting news is they've announced a share buyback. And I think this may put a floor under the share price, because they've announced a £45 million of cash to shareholders through means of a buyback. And I just think, again, in a market where, you know, everything was worried about the advertising market due to global slowdown and AI, they said this could, you know, maybe sort of relinquish some of their revenue because AI will take over the job. But no, they are experimenting with the AI as well. And like I said, this guy, John Steinbeck, he is putting his money where his mouth is. And he is also, you know, he's very well rehearsed in digital media. And if you look at the track record, it's quite impressive. So what I'm saying is, will this see a rebound from here? And let's be honest, I'm not saying it'll go back to 40 quid, but even a modest rebound would be significant because they are now on a PE of 5, when previously the PE has historically been around 20, 30, even higher than that. So but that's the kind of opportunity you get in bear markets, you know, really massively oversold companies. Okay, next up, feature on the market, on Fox, by the way, is a new little bit I'm putting here, is worth looking at this. But let me just go to the front page. I've just interviewed Jason Tebb, CEO of On The Market. The results are out, a record revenue, record profits as well. And I think just worth looking at because they've got a chunk of cash. Cash has gone up to 11.3 million. They are generating a profit. I know the markets, you know, the housing market is hard at the moment, but there again, you could argue therein lies the opportunity. You know, when the market turns around and starts getting rosy, the share prices won't be this low. And like I said, they are quite resilient, and it's quite impressive what he's doing there, offering a range of tech to agents, not just a portal. And so worth listening to that, I think. And going forward, most followed company today, by the way, is Onda Insured Tech. It's got the momentum. It's got those big contracts coming in. I just want to look at Petra Matad was one of the fallers today, but, and they've had a bit of a duster on one of their oil wells. But again, if you're into wildcat drills or oil drills, you've got to accept this volatility. I mean, look at that. And today, it did sort of drop by, well, it's down 13%, but it was down a lot lower, 1.7, and it's come up to 4.2. That's a heck of a drop and a movement in the share price today. But one of the most followed companies it was. Let me just share the screen here, sorry. There we go, look at that volatility. It's gone from 5 pence down to almost 1.7 pence. And, you know, back to 4.5 pence. That is very volatile. But that's what you get in oil and gas, I suppose. Just going through top business stories, this is quite impressive because when the Bank of England, I mean, the reason why the markets have been, you know, a bit more bearish of late is because the Bank of England have basically said they're going to raise interest rates further and stay up there for longer, where, you know, going back a month and a half, there was discussion of maybe a pause, which the Fed have done, but the Bank of England haven't. But this is a very sort of early days yet, but there's a story out today saying, pay pressures in Britain's labour market have cooled further in June, according to a survey of recruiters published today, but it could help ease some of the Bank of England's concerns about inflation pressure. Because they're looking at this, and they do say about wage inflation is one of the things they're looking at keenly. The Recruitment and Employment Confederation and accountants, KPMG, said increases in starting salaries for permanent and temporary staff were the weakest since April 2021. The monthly REC survey showed the availability of staff rose for the fourth month in a row to 57.6 from 55.6 in May, the steepest month-on-month increase since November 2009. We know what happened then. This is excluding the coronavirus pandemic period. That's very good to see now. There's more availability of labour. And of course, wages won't go up as fast, which means inflation hopefully won't get embedded. Another sort of business story today, Thames Water, what a mess. They will need more than water to clean that up. But they've agreed, or shareholders have agreed, to provide a further $750 million in funding as the company attempts to fight the threat of government control. Thames said it would be looking for an extra £2.5 billion. Good luck with that. Between 2025 and 2030, the water firm has faced criticism over sewage discharges and leaks and is struggling under a mountain of debt. Different analogies used there. Not a mountain, maybe an ocean of debt. And finally, last big story, really. The UK's hospitality sector is still short-staffed and businesses fear they will struggle to cope over the busy summer holiday season. It comes as former government minister George Eustace called for EU workers to be allowed into the UK to ease post-Brexit shortages. Still that discussion about Brexit and how it's affecting our labour markets and inflation and all that. Trade body UK Hospitality also said staffing was in a serious crisis, with vacancies 48% higher than pre-COVID. That's it, worrying. Let's just go back to just finish off on the indices quickly. Not a lot of movement. The FTSE 250 now flat. AIM All Share still the same at 0.26. By the way, John's not here today, of course. You probably noticed that because I'm just chatting on. But he'll be back in the week. I think I'm on my own again today, tomorrow. But thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe and like on YouTube if you could, because then you'll get exact notification as to when we're going live. Thanks so much for that. Speak tomorrow.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.